CBS News, this is David Jackson. Hurricane Gilbert remains the talk of the Gulf Coast. Galveston officials are scheduled to hold a news conference in about an hour to announce their evacuation orders. The huge storm is still nearly a day away from U.S. landfall. It's pointing at Brownsville, Texas, on the Mexican border. But there are indications it may shift course to the north by a bit. That could put Corpus Christi smack in the middle of harm's way. CBS News reporter James Hattori is there.
The past couple of days, people have been out shopping, putting in extra stores of food, boarding up their windows for those who plan to stay. They've been just making sure they have everything they'll need. Right now, though, most of the stores are closed. Many of the businesses are closed. If people haven't gone where they're going, or if they haven't gotten all the supplies that they need, it may be too late.
Forecasters predict a landfall sometime late tomorrow. They still don't know exactly where the storm will come ashore. In Gilbert's wake, the Yucatan, the Caymans, and Jamaica, where reporter Juan Vasquez is among many surveying the devastation.
The government of Jamaica says there are 28 confirmed deaths now as a result of Hurricane Gilbert, but a disaster relief expert claims no one has really had the time to do what he called a body count. There could be more. For vacationers trapped on the island by the storm, the good news is that the first evacuation flight to the United States took off today, according to the government. One hotel in Montego Bay, the Holiday Inn, lost 300 rooms to Hurricane Gilbert. There are mattresses on the floor covered with sand, shattered mirrors, overturned lamps, and furniture. Officials say, however, that no tourist was seriously injured. A convoy of relief flights is arriving daily, but there's a shortage of vital supplies. The government is asking food stores to reopen. Finding shelter for the thousands of homeless remains a serious problem. 3 days after Hurricane Gilbert ravaged Jamaica, its residents are still dazed, but happy to have survived what is being called the most powerful hurricane of the 20th century. Juan Vasquez, CBS News, Kingston, Jamaica.
President Reagan says there is no truth to reports he was so depressed he couldn't govern following Iran-Contra revelations. The reports are in a book by two journalists who quote a White House aide as saying thought was given at the time to removing the president from office using the 25th Amendment. White House spokesman Marlon Fitzwater calls it total nonsense. The gun lobby won a round in the House today with a vote against a national one-week waiting period for anyone wanting to buy a handgun. On the Senate side of the Hill, restrictions on imports of shoes and clothing were passed, but the winning margin was not big enough to override a threatened presidential veto. Yet more bloodshed in Israeli-occupied land. Various reports indicate Israeli soldiers shot and wounded at least 9 Palestinian demonstrators in street battles on the West Bank and Gaza Strip. At 3 minutes after the hour, this is CBS News.
The Wall Street Journal presents The Proposal.
Hello?
Mary Lou?
Yes?
It's me.
Who?
Bucky.
Bucky?
Bucky Roberts. You remember me?
Barely.
Listen, there's something I've been meaning to ask you for a long, long time.
What is it, Bucky?
Will you marry me?
No.
I don't want you to make a hasty decision. I want you to think about
it.
No. No, you don't have to think about it?
No, I don't want to marry you.
Why not?
Number one, I haven't talked to you in 15 years.
What's number two?
I never liked you when I did talk to you.
How?
Bucky, how did you find me?
The Wall Street Journal.
The Wall Street Journal?
Yeah, I read that story about how you masterminded that corporate merger.
You read the Wall Street Journal?
Sure. Why wouldn't I read the Wall Street Journal? It's lively, well-written.
Because you were always a dull, uninformed dunderhead.
Oh, not anymore. I read the Wall Street Journal every day. Personal finance, who's news, international coverage, everything.
Well, good for you, Bucky. It sounds like you really turned yourself around.
So will you?
Will I what?
Marry me.
No, of course not.
Give me one good reason.
I'm already married.
Give me another reason.
My husband's worth $30 million.
That's a good reason.
The Wall Street Journal, the daily diary of the American dream.
GTE used the European Ariane rocket to orbit a private communications satellite earlier this month. Now engineers are saying, gee, it's not working right. The bird is in an egg-shaped orbit, and GTE experts are trying to nudge it back into shape with small thrusters on the satellite. A uranium processing company says it's recently found out that radon gas can be kept out of homes by using polyurethane foam insulation currently used to keep the cold out. Officials say 2 inches of foam seals against radon as well as more than 6 feet of concrete. A full treatment for the average-sized basement, though, would run about $5,000. Shades of the killer trees of Ronald Reagan's 1980 presidential campaign. Researchers at Georgia Tech say trees and other vegetation give off ozone-damaging hydrocarbons. The Georgia Tech studies show that plants give off as much of the stuff as the world's cars and factories. The researchers acknowledge at the moment their results have them out on a scientific limb. This is David Jackson, CBS News. This is The World Tonight. Good evening, everyone. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News. With at least 30 deaths recorded during its 2,000-mile rampage across the Caribbean, Hurricane Gilbert is moving slowly toward the Texas Gulf Coast. Warning flags are up from Port O'Connor south to Brownsville and on to Tampico, Mexico, and thousands of people are heeding official advice to flee inland. Breeze Carlisle of the South Padre Island Visitors Bureau noted just how serious the peril is for those who decide to stay put.
If anybody intends to ride out the storm, then they should come to City Hall and let us fingerprint them. That way we can identify them later.
This is Bob McNamara on South Padre Island, Texas. Late today, as the Gulf began surging, this vulnerable stretch of beach took a pounding from the surf and wind. Cars loaded with belongings streamed off the island even before evacuation orders were given. South Padre's Coast Guard station was shut down, the cutters moved inland, and the island's fire and police departments were evacuated too. But for as long as islanders could stay, they boarded up houses or taped windows in high-rise condo and hotel complexes. And all over the Rio Grande Valley, building supply stores had last-minute runs on plywood as people braced for the storm. There were even waiting lines for nails. Supermarkets, too, were the scenes of buying sprees before people holed up or hit the road inland. And while the poor from the Port Isabel housing project packed their bedding and babies not knowing where it was safe from the storm, there was no going back to South Padre. Tonight, utilities will be cut off to the island and be left to ride out Gilbert alone. Bob McNamara, CBS News, South Padre Island, Texas.
Civilians aren't the only ones being threatened by Hurricane Gilbert's fury. Pentagon spokesman Dan Howard made this announcement.
Naval air stations along the Texas coastline are in the final stages of removing all flyable aircraft to Lackland Air Force Base in Texas, approximately 130 miles away.
Gilbert could target the Mexican Gulf Coast instead of Texas. It's already made a devastating pass over the Yucatan Peninsula. Peter Cattell in Mexico City has more.
The Mexican state of Tamaulipas, which borders Texas, is preparing for a battering. Mexican authorities say that 250,000 residents have taken shelter inland. The state lies on the Gulf Coast. Meanwhile, reports of the damage that Gilbert leaves behind on the Yucatan Peninsula are still filtering only slowly into Mexico City. As yet, no deaths have been reported. One disaster relief official estimates that one quarter of the homes in the state of Quintana Roo were damaged or destroyed. These include poor people's dwellings in the resort city of Cancun. There, luxury hotels on the beachfront strip were reported standing. Guests were evacuated before the hurricane hit. In its wake, electricity, water service, and telephones were out virtually throughout the Yucatan. Airports are still closed to commercial flights. Peter Cattell for CBS News, Mexico City.
The World Tonight. We'll have more news in a minute.
Say, Frank, you got a minute?
Sure, Bob. What does he want this time?
Frank, we got our MBAs at the same time, didn't we?
Yes.
And we started at the firm at the same time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how come you're doing so great?
Oh, I'm not doing that great. Even though my office is twice the size of
really,
his.
Really, Frank? Everybody thinks you have all the answers.
Really? Maybe that's because I'm the only junior guy who reads the Wall Street Journal.
Like the meeting yesterday. Where did you come up with those statistics?
8 hours with my home computer.
Yeah?
5 minutes with a journal.
And that little story you told? I've never seen the chairman laugh like that.
Oh, well, thanks, Bob.
Amazing.
Got it off page 5 of yesterday's journal.
And then you told the client what show to see on Broadway?
Today's journal.
How do you know all that stuff?
Oh, it's nothing.
Nothing? It's fantastic. If only I could do that.
Well.
Isn't there anywhere I could go? Isn't there anything I could maybe read?
Read? Well, you could... No, there's nothing. No.
The Wall Street Journal, the daily diary of the American dream.
An attempt to link a gun control measure to major anti-drug legislation has failed a congressional test. We get details from correspondent Phil Jones.
The powerful gun lobby scored a political bullseye today as the House rejected a 7-day waiting period for handgun purchases. Gun control supporters lost their battle, even though some conservatives, like Henry Hyde of Illinois, voted for the waiting period.
I'm not against handguns, but I think a 7-day waiting period is eminently reasonable, because there are a lot of emotionally disturbed people out there.
But Congressman Bill McCollum of Florida led the successful fight to replace the waiting period with a program to identify felons who attempt to purchase a handgun.
The bottom line is the waiting period won't work. We don't have a national system today that will identify a felon. The simplest bottom line of that is that what felon in his right mind is going to go in and produce his correct name when he goes to purchase that handgun?
The vote today was a disappointing loss for gun control advocates, but for the National Rifle Association, which had spent a reported $4 million to defeat the waiting period, it was proof positive that massive lobbying works in an election year. Phil Jones, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
You're listening to The World Tonight. We'll be back right after this.
You told your little brother our treehouse was off limits.
I did. Besides, he's too little to climb up here.
Yeah, he's on his way up now.
What?
Has your mom been giving you guys Flintstones or something?
Yeah, that's probably what's helping him grow. Plus, he cleans his plate every day.
That's weird. Hi, guys.
Hi, Bradley.
We're Flintstones kids. 10 million strong.
And growing.
I'm talking with a Kelly Services customer.
Yes, sir.
What kinds of assignments do you request Kelly Temporaries for?
We use Kelly Services from the simplest task of typing to complicated computer work.
And how do they perform?
The people that they've provided for us have always turned out to be excellent employees, the absolute best.
Wow.
Not just the people that they hire, but everyone all down the line throughout the whole Kelly system just goes above and beyond what you would expect.
Kelly Services, the first and the best.
Always excellent. Can't be beaten. Top shelf, all the way.
Debate continues over the use of fetal tissue in experimental treatment of diseases, even as word comes of a major development in the field. Correspondent Susan Spencer has the story.
The announcement that fetal tissue had helped create a human immune system in a mouse is only the most recent of promising results using fetal material. Progress is reported, too, in experiments involving Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, MS, stroke, and diabetes. But anti-abortion leaders want federal funding for such projects stopped. Kay James of the National Right to Life.
There will be increased pressure on women to go ahead and consider having an abortion so that they, quote, might be able to help someone else.
The White House agrees and is considering an order outlawing federal funds for fetal tissue research, a possibility that upsets researchers like Dr. John Sladek of the University of Rochester.
We might as well turn back the hands of time and say that this is as far as science is going to go, and that diseases for which there are no cures, like Alzheimer's, may never have a cure.
The NIH panel meets again tomorrow and is expected to recommend that this research continue. The question then will be if the president tries to stop it. Susan Spencer, CBS News, Washington.
This is The World Tonight. More CBS News when we come back.
Hi, Tom Baudette from Hotel 6 with a plan for anyone who's retired or whose kids are on their own now. We'll take a little trip. Do all that stuff you never had time to do before. You've earned it. Stop off at roadside teepees and watch Indian rug weavers. Or just drive around and watch the leaves change. I don't know, but whatever you do, call our itinerary planning service at 505-891-6161. Tell us where you're going, how many miles you want to drive each day, and we'll reserve rooms for you at Motel 6. We've got over 440 locations coast to coast where you'll always get a clean, comfortable room, free TV, movies, and local calls. All for around $22, the lowest prices of any national chain. Well, since there's no service charge on long-distance calls, go ahead and give them kids a call. Tell them you split the scene and you're out to groove on some new action. They'll understand. Well, I'm Tom Baudette from Motel 6. Don't forget to stop the paper now, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Stocks lower today. The Dow Industrials down 8.5 points to close around 2092. Volume on the New York Exchange, 161 million shares. Wall Street on this World Tonight.
CBS News, I'm Vicki Kelley. Hurricane Gilbert remains on course. Forecasters say it has slowed down a bit as it heads for the southern Texas coastline. Right now, it's about 275 miles southeast of Brownsville. Its winds clocked at 120 miles per hour. The fringes of the storm already are being felt in Port Isabella near Brownsville, where CBS News correspondent Bob McNamara is spending the night.
It's very rainy, it's windy, and it's very humid. And people are filling up emergency shelters around the Brownsville area, most of those in schools. There are more than 700 people alone at the Brownsville Civic Center. They've holed up there for the night. They're men, women, children. They've brought their blankets and their lawn chairs, and they're prepared there to spend time until the hurricane is over.
This is Peter Cattell in Mexico City. Authorities have declared a state of alert in Tamaulipas, a state of 2 million people which borders on Texas. All residents of low-lying areas of Matamoros, the twin city of Brownsville, Texas, have been evacuated to shelters further inland. There have also been evacuations in Tampico, a port city to the south. Estimates of the number of people moved and those who left under their own steam range from 6,000 to tens of thousands. Hurricane Gilbert's effects on the Yucatan Peninsula would be enough to convince anyone to get out of its way. State and federal officials are now reporting at least 14 people killed there. Peter Cattell for CBS News, Mexico City.
At least 28 people were killed in Jamaica, which seems to be suffering the most from the hurricane. Prime Minister Edward Siaga has declared a good portion of the island a disaster area. A 500,000 people are homeless in Jamaica. Shops there are being ordered to reopen so people can get supplies and food. Melissa May of New York City got one of the first planes out of Jamaica. She arrived in Miami a little while ago, describing the situation there as awful.
You could get food, but you had to wait. And as far as the water, most of the hotels, the water had been shut off or they couldn't get it through. There were no generators. Most of the hotels didn't have generator facilities, emergency facilities. They didn't have any. And there was one or two hotels that did, and that's where everyone was. So they were overcrowded and not very sanitary, and you can imagine.
She was staying at one of the hotels in the Montego Bay area when the hurricane hit. The U.S. ambassador to Panama is recommending cutting back the size of the American diplomatic force there because of concern for their safety. Officials at the State Department say relations with the military regime of General Manuel Noriega have deteriorated in recent months. The recommendation is said to include closing down the regional operations of the Drug Enforcement Administration, the Justice Department, and the Customs Service. Leaders of the Contra rebels in Nicaragua have agreed to try to restart peace talks with representatives of the Sandinista government. They're to begin to meet Monday in Guatemala City to lay the groundwork for high-level negotiations. At 3 past the hour, this is CBS News.
One of these days. All right, gotcha.
Not one of these days, Jackie. Saturday on CBS Television.
I figure if you're gonna go, go first class.
You can't get any classier than Gleason, the great one.
How sweet it was!
Join John Candy, Jane Curtin, Art Carney, Burt Reynolds, and many more as they remember the great one.
I never forget. I'm just like an elephant. Don't say it, Alice.
Gleason, the great one. Saturday on CBS Television.
When your stomach and head can't take any more, send for the bubbles of Alka-Seltzer, because speed is what you need.
Alka-Seltzer rescues me quick. Not a word's better when I'm feeling sick. Alka-Seltzer to the rescue.
Use only as directed.
The Senate has approved a bill that would limit imports of textiles, clothing, and shoes. Supporters are hoping that House members will simply approve the changes made by the Senate and send it on to President Reagan. He already has indicated he plans to veto the measure. A defeat for those who support gun control. The House has voted against a measure that would have required a 7-day waiting period for those wanting to buy a gun. Opponents were able to replace the waiting period provision with an amendment requiring the Justice Department to develop a system to identify convicted felons who want to buy guns. Secretary of State George Shultz says negotiations over American military bases in the Philippines aren't going very well. He told the Asia Society in Washington that officials in the Philippines want too much money as compensation for Clark Air and Subic Bay naval bases. Shultz says the Filipinos are pricing themselves out of the market. I'm Vicki Kelly, CBS News.